And now, as I promised earlier in the week during a special Heart of the Matter program on Monday, we are returning one more time, not that we want to, but we feel we have to the issue of May Day 2010. And I'm not going to go back over ground which I've already plowed. I have already preached one sermon on this, used part of a Heart of the Matter program on it. I did a special Heart of the Matter program as well. I published several articles, including one quite lengthy, and sent out a number of short emails all detailing what that cauldron of spiritual confusion, that blasphemous abomination was, that brainchild of woman preacher leader Janet Folger Porter and her self-proclaimed prophetess friend Cindy Jacobs. What we're talking about is May Day 2010. And if you've not done so, I would encourage you to listen to Monday's special Heart of the Matter program and also read at least two articles posted on our church website at pccmonroe.org. The title of the first in the order published is A Wonderful and Horrible Thing, May Day 2010. The title of the second is A Covenant with Death, May Day 2010. And with those two articles, you'll get a very eye-opening documentation of the cast of characters which spoke and prayed at May Day 2010 in front of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., just this past Saturday. There were Jewish rabbis, Roman Catholic, well, at least one Roman Catholic priest that prayed. There were other Roman Catholics. There were prophets. There were prophetesses. There were apostles, so-called. There were women pastors. There was rock and roll. There was signs and wonders, naming and claiming, breaking strongholds, lifting curses, taking dominion, releasing the power of God, pleading the blood of Jesus over whole states, so on and so forth. And repenting for whole states, for nations, for things that were done long, long ago by other people. Now, the significance of this is that this cacophony of blasphemy and grievous error was blessed by so many conservative evangelical, really new evangelical leaders. Now, I did not say these people are fundamental in doctrine or even truly orthodox, but by their involvement, they made this a very mainstream conservative evangelical event. In fact, they had a hand in bringing it about, and many directly took part in it. This is significant, and so is the fact that this event was heavily and openly and often promoted with special spots on conservative Christian radio, as well as, of course, there was Janet Porter's one-hour daily program on such networks as VCY America and the American Family Radio Network. Of course, the first network, VCY, is quietly ecumenical, with many Roman Catholics as guests, not identified as Romanists. And meanwhile, AFR openly promotes Romanism as a denomination of Christianity. It was, in fact, the more conservative of the two networks, VCY America, which for 7 years provided Folger with satellite services, airtime, production, and line fees without charge in order to spread that woman's teaching coast to coast. But as we mentioned on Monday, the brassy voice of Janet Folger is, at least for the present, absent from the airwaves, thanks to the pressure many of you put on VCY America after reading the articles we sent out. Now, VCY has dropped her from their lineup. We ought to pray that Mrs. Folger would repent and seek the Lord while he may be found. And I will tell you that Mrs. Folger was failed by her husband, failed by her pastor, failed by the management of the Christian radio networks which aired her program, failed by ministers that promoted her program. How did they fail her? Well, I will tell you, in the case of her pastor, her husband, and those Christian radio networks, they failed her by aiding and abetting and encouraging her in usurping an office and a role women are not to hold, that is, the office of teaching and the role of leading the Lord's people. And I say, ministers that promoted her, they too failed her. They encouraged her in her sin. But we're going to be listening to some excerpts from May Day 2010, and I want to stress again that the significance of this event is that it had the blessing of many mainstream conservative evangelical, or I should say new evangelicals, And I'm not talking about the Tony Campolo types. We've already told you about the rabbis, the apostles, the prophets, the women pastors, the Roman Catholics, and so on, who prayed and spoke and were also on the May Day committee. But also on that committee were the likes of Dr. James Dobson, Tim Wildman of the American Family Association, David Barton Wall Builders, Dick Bott, Bott Radio Network, Dr. Jerry Newcomb, Coral Ridge Hour, Matthew Staver, Liberty Council, Don Van Curler, Coral Ridge Ministries, Dr. Frank Wright, National Religious Broadcasters, Wendy Wright, Concerned Women for America, and so on. Now, I'm not saying those people, as I said, are necessarily orthodox in doctrine, and I believe they're all corrupted ecumenically. But I'm saying these are the mainstream people in evangelicalism in America today. They're considered conservative. They're mainstream. There are also people like Tony Perkins, the Family Research Council. These are big names that were involved. So this is quite significant. Now, all of those folks, as I said, are ecumenical to one extent or another. So we want you to know that. But still, as I said, it's very, very significant. They are the big name, quote, unquote, conservatives. And they are mainstream evangelicals or seen as such. Now, the May Day 2010 was an evil event on that account alone, in that it brought together all of these people. I mean, it featured Roman Catholics, including a Roman Catholic priest speaking and praying. Of course, all of these Catholics as Christians, all of these Romanists as Christians, and they were also on the May Day board. There were Jewish rabbis involved, and then we had all of these new evangelicals involved. But this sordid May Day event, I mean, it goes a few bridges further than simple ecumenism and erroneous doctrine, even grievous doctrine. This was a very, very evil event, and it's a sign of the times that such an event would have had so much support from conservative ministries and ministry leaders, and in some cases, conservative radio personalities and networks. Now, the doctrinal errors connected to May Day, and some of which you will hear in the audio clips we're going to play for you, are numerous. In addition to these things, we could add others. I mean, there's so many things we could talk about. We could talk about even the extreme dispensationalism that's involved. We could talk about, the corrupted gospel that was preached, and people were given this standard new evangelical gospel, this invitation, and raise your hands if you've done this, and now everyone give them an applause. And the leaders and a number of participants in this May Day event, or at least many of the leaders, and certainly many of the participants, are adherents to the New Apostolic Reformation, which, of course, has apostles and prophets, and we haven't got time to go into the whole dominion theology issue, but these are people that we've talked to you about before, such as Dutch Sheets. We've talked about him. We've talked about him in the articles I mentioned. Cindy Jacobs, Chuck Pierce. These are people who were on the board for this thing. These are people who, if you want to call it praying, prayed and spoke, and in this case of Jacobs, was in leadership. Apparently, Janet Porter was also involved, or is, with this dominion theology. And so this, of course, New Apostolic Reformation. Now, let me just give you a little taste of the preaching of woman preacher prophetess Cindy Jacobs, founder of Generals International. We played a little bit for you on Monday. We're going to play a little bit more now. Several clips. It'll sound choppy. I think there's three short clips put together. This was at May Day 2010. Let's play that.
We repent. Give this nation a spirit of repentance, oh God. God, we repent for the church. We are apathetic. We are selfish. Oh God, we have participated in abortion. We do not preach against sin from our pulpits. God, forgive us. Forgive us for staying in our buildings rather than going into our nation and being a voice. Father, we
All right, that was Prophetess Cindy Jacobs. Hardly a meek and quiet spirit, but quite frankly, you're not going to find a woman teacher who is truly a meek and quiet spirit. 1 Peter chapter 3. That was Cindy Jacobs, so a prophetess of the New Apostolic Movement, an adherent of Dominion theology. And I'll tell you one thing is certain. The Jesus of May Day 2010 was another Jesus. Its gospel was another gospel, and it was all by another spirit. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 4 speaks of that. Now, I'm aware, I might as well get this out of the way. I'm aware that some people are upset with me because I came out so strong against May Day 2010 and so strong against Mrs. Porter when I heard of the event, which she, with some assistance from her friends, such as Mrs. Jacobs, put on. And I know some people are upset with me because I've spoken against VCY America for their part in all of this. I have no axe to grind, no matter what anyone wants to say. I really don't care. For those who are interested in why I've done what I've done, I'll tell you why I have. It is very simple. I am a minister of the gospel, a shepherd of the Lord's flock, charged with guarding that flock from error and contending against wolves, which would not only blaspheme my Lord's name and tarnish his glory, but also corrupt, misuse, and devour his flock, not to mention wresting his word. Ministers are to be watchmen on the wall, and I'm simply doing my job. Now, such things as the abhorrent May Day 2010 and some related issues we're about to deal with stir up a minister's spirit. They get his blood up to contend for the faith and fulfill his duty. So let anyone say anything they like or assign what motives they will to me or spread what rumors they enjoy spreading. My conscience is clear before the Lord, and I stand on the word of God. Now, this takes me to the last issue I want to treat with before we listen to those May Day sound bites and then lay this May Day 2010 issue to rest. That issue is the way the management of the VCY America Network has handled this whole situation. And I mean, they brought this upon themselves that we would comment on it. Now, for 7 years, VCY America, according to a VCY statement, provided satellite services, airtime, production, and line fees without charge for Janet Porter to air her Faith to Action program. They also sold tapes of that program and CDs. For 7 years, Janet Folger Porter openly hosted rabbis, ecumenists, Romanists, women preachers such as Cindy Jacobs and Deb Fritch. For 7 years, Mrs. Porter, the woman teacher leader, corrupted the body of Christ with her error, with her guests, and by sinfully usurping an office the scriptures forbid to a woman. Of course, with regard to that, she was not without company on the VCY America network. There are other women on there that are teaching as well, and certainly VCY has had other such guests as I just mentioned. They're a little more low-key than in former years, but you can still certainly find the Romanists on VCY America, for instance. But this is important, too. In just the 6 months leading up to May Day 2010, Woman Signs and Wonders preacher Deb Fritch appeared on VCY with Porter no less than 8 times. Prophetess Cindy Jacobs also appeared a number of times, including to promote May Day 2010. Another false teacher of many we could name who appeared on Porter's Faith to Action program just in recent months is Sharon Nagy. She is a woman minister and an emergent church leader. This is the research that's been done for me by those who I fully trust and been shown to me. Now, it's in black and white. You can, although maybe you won't be able to for much longer, but you can get these things off of Porter's Faith to Action website where it lists her VCY programs. And of course, they went out on other networks. Now, May Day 2010 was also promoted by special 60-second announcements on VCY and I assume other networks. And the May Day 2010 website was very detailed, of course, concerning who would be there and the what, the who and the what of the event. I'm just saying this wasn't done in the dark. It was all out in the open. May Day 2010 was all over the place on her program. And all you have to do is click and go to the website. It's very easy to see what it is. Of course, listening to the program would have been enough in itself. And then in the week leading up to May Day 2010, Folger was in Washington along with Fritz Jacobs and company. And on Porter's VCY-produced program, there was all sorts of talks about breaking curses and claiming ground and so on and so forth. You have to understand, the VCY personnel hear every second of that program. They engineer it. They know what's going on. And the VCY management, they were not in the dark about all of this all these months. So it would be incredible for VCY leadership to claim they knew nothing of Porter's error. For instance, Dominion theology. Oh, we knew nothing about that. We knew nothing about Dominion theology. We knew nothing about the New Apostolic Reformation movement. We weren't aware of it. It would be incredible if they claimed they knew nothing of this pending monstrosity, this May Day 2010, which was promoted over the VCY network, actually originated from there, through there, and broadcast across America. Now, in spite of that, after the fact, thanks to a number of you who contacted VCY, after reading our articles, finally, it was only after the fact is what I'm trying to say, after May Day 2010, finally, VCY yanked the plug on Porter's Faith to Action program. I say after the fact, after months, even years of this error, and then after the May Day 2010, prior to that, the few days leading up, many of you were sending our articles to them, writing to them, and wouldn't you know it, they yanked her program finally. But here's the sad part. Rather than confess, I mean, at least confess gross negligence and just apologize for the harm caused the body of Christ, we could we not at least respect that? We could say, well, it was gross negligence, it was terrible, but if they take responsibility and they say we're going to have a reformation here, well, we could respect that. But they didn't. No. VCY took the high ground and promoted, shall we say, disinformation. And any of you who think that I'm wrong, or if anyone from VCY wants to say, well, you're not understanding this, I'm here. Show me. But we're going to listen to two very contradictory and deceptive sound bites from VCY America. The first is VCY's Vic Eliason. I believe he's general manager. The second is Ingrid Schleter, Vic's daughter, who certainly is right there at the center of everything, and also a crosstalk host, as is Vic Eliason. Now, that's a one-hour program, by the way, daily heard on VCY. Now, first, let's listen to Vic Eliason, general manager of VCY America. Just this past Monday, he came on the air when Janet Porter's show would normally have been aired. Vic came on with a short announcement, it was played later on in the hour too, music otherwise, to explain why Porter, 2 days after the May Day event, several days, two, three, four, 5 days after many of you started calling VCY and sending my articles to them, 2 days after the May Day event, and a few days after you began what you began doing, Mrs. Porter was yanked, and he explains why. Let's listen.
This is Vic Eliason for VCY America with a special announcement regarding programming changes here on the network. For over 7 years, VCY America has provided airtime, satellite time, production staff, and support for the program known as Faith to Action, all at no cost. For several months, we've been deeply concerned with the program direction and numerous departures from what we believe is sound doctrine. Many of the moral issues presented on the program have been valid concerns about our country. But increasingly, a doctrine called Dominion Theology and other subtle materials have found their way into the program. Numerous concerns, warnings, and directives from our program department have been issued, and the problem continued until the decision to terminate the program has been made.
Now, Vic went on to talk a little bit more, but you heard him say, he's deeply concerned, of course, with the false teachings of Porter and what to do about them. And the VCY website, currently at least, has this posted. VCY has been wrestling for months. First, he said he was deeply concerned for months. The website says wrestling for months with the drift of the program, Porter's, that is, toward Dominion theology and and this is almost humorous ecumenism, because VCY has several Roman Catholics have regular spots, short spots on VCY, daily spots, and they have a history of having Roman Catholics on, but they just don't tell their listeners that they're Roman Catholics, even when those people talk about the Lord and, of course, give out websites. But, of course, what Vic said, all this wrestling and deeply concerned for months, begs the question. If Vic and company were deeply concerned and wrestling for months over the grievous error, at least some of the grievous error which Porter was spreading over the VCY network, why did they let her go on and on and on, deceiving the body of Christ for so long? To give one recent, very recent example, why did VCY allow Porter, along with her prophetess and women pastor friends, to promote the May Day event for months and right up to the very day it took place? Why did VCY allow the name of the Lord to be so blasphemed and the body of Christ to be corrupted like this and so injured in that way and such false doctrine promulgated? And to make matters worse, the VCY website states very proudly that VCY America provided satellite services, airtime, production, and line fees without charge for Janet Porter's program. And of course, Vic said the same thing in his statement. And in that, he made himself and VCY even more culpable in Porter's horrendous error and the harm which has been done to the body of Christ. Repentance would have been nice. The promise of reformation and a new start would have been wonderful, but that's not what was heard. Now, in less than an hour after Vic Eliason's announcement about VCY dropping Janet Porter, after being deeply concerned by her dominion theology, which is the theology of the New Apostolic Reformation, his daughter, Mrs. Ingrid Schlieder, hosted the one-hour Crosstalk show, and the topic was, well, the purpose, the topic, were to expose and educate listeners on the New Apostolic Reformation and its leaders such as Cindy Jacobs and Dutch Sheets. Of course, it's ironic that VCY turns to a woman teacher and had a guest lady teacher for this task. That's another issue. But listen to these two sound bites, or I think we have three sound bites from Ingrid Schlieder. Now, you can go online and get the whole thing in context. I'm not trying to take anything out of context, but we only have so much time. So feel free. I mean, of course. But listen to these sound bites from Ingrid Schlieder. Again, three different excerpts, keeping in mind that the very error she's talking about being ignorant of, the error promoted by Janet Porter and company on VCY and then again at May Day, she says she was ignorant of this until a few days previous. Meanwhile, her father, Vic, said VCY was struggling and wrestling over this error for many months. Let's listen to those sound bites.
Why are we seeing a linkage now between those pro-family groups and those who are teaching some very bizarre, strange, and aberrant doctrines? And many people are not aware of this. I myself have been on a very big learning curve in the last few days in particular. And I want to share what I have learned with you because I think it is so important that we cannot ignore it. So I wanted to give that introduction today. We are specifically referring to an event that took place on Saturday. However, that's one of many that have taken place. The event, the prayer event at the Lincoln Memorial, the May Day event is specifically what prompted this particular program. But there are many others. This goes back a number of years, I'm learning, and that's what we want to share with you today. The New Apostolic Reformation. Have you heard that term? Do you know who it is? Have you heard names like Dutch Sheets? Have you heard names like Todd Bentley? Have you heard names like Cindy Jacobs? These are some of the names you're going to hear today. We're going to help you understand this, and we have some powerful links, really help you take you right to information that is documented carefully. It's not written in an angry spirit. It is written in a warning spirit to those who are unwittingly, many of us, unwittingly supporting things we did not know. Sarah, welcome to Crosstalk today.
It's nice to be with you, Ingrid.
First of all, we want to talk about the history of the New Apostolic Reformation. Some of these people were right there at that prayer event at the Lincoln Memorial. Many of us had not heard of some of these names before. Many of us, Cindy Jacobs, that would not ring a bell for most of us. Dutch Sheets. Who are these people, and what are they all about? Can you just fill us in?
All right. Vic Eliason testified that VCY leadership, certainly that would include Mrs. Schlieder to one extent or another, knew of Janet Porter's error and were deeply concerned and wrestling for months over what to do about it. Then, of course, Mrs. Schleter comes on and has a different story. I mean, you heard what she had to say about the theology and the movement on display at the May Day 2010 event, and to some extent also aired on VCY America for a number of months. She said that she had a big learning curve about it. Just in the last few days, she said she wants to share what she's learned. She said the New Apostolic Reformation movement and theology goes back a number of years, she said. She said, I am learning. She talked about names like Dutch Sheets and Cindy Jacobs. Said that we have to be careful because we could be unwittingly supporting things we did not know. And then she speaks further about the New Apostolic Reformation. Many of us had not heard of some of these names before, the names connected to it. Cindy Jacobs would not ring a bell for most of us. Dutch Sheets, who are these people? And what are they all about? Can you just fill us in? So apparently she had this big learning curve, she being Mrs. Schleter, and she had to learn about Dutch Sheets and Cindy Jacobs, the New Apostolic Reformation movement, this thing that had been promoted on the VCY America network. Now, she seems to be claiming ignorance. Am I misunderstanding this? Am I making a mistake? I mean, I'll stand ready to be corrected. I really will. Someone can go ahead and show me if I'm wrong. I wouldn't want to be wrong on this. But she seems to be claiming ignorance of the New Apostolic Reformation, she being Ingrid Schleter, and its leaders such as Dutch Sheets. I mean, that's what she claims, and Cindy Jacobs. That's what it seems to me she's claiming. Her father said they wrestled for months. They had this terrible struggle for months. What do we do because of this teaching, this dominion theology that Porter is teaching on our network, struggle. Meanwhile, Ingrid Schleter says, well, I just was on a big learning curve. I'm so much here to get up to speed on. Well, that's very interesting that she would say that, because she has a blog titled Slice of Laodicea. And one of our helpers here did some research on that blog after listening to Ingrid's claim of ignorance. She was just curious. I wonder if this shows up anywhere where she's talked about it, for instance, on the blog. Well, that person copied off what I'm going to share with you, which I assume will probably disappear pretty quickly off the Slice of Laodicea. Maybe Laodicea will also disappear. I don't know. But let me just read some things here. The blog entry title: Messed Up Church with Dutch Sheets, dated September 09, that's 2009, by Ingrid Schleter. Here's Dutch Sheets, she writes, the same one who says we've got a whole new presence movement coming in America. And she goes on and talks about Dutch Sheets, and he and a number of his colleagues and their apostolic alignment, and about lots and lots of people messed up. He's got a YouTube poster, if she doesn't take it down, you can read all this, demonstrating the foolishness of Sheets and his accomplice, Rick Pino, or Pino, I'm not sure who that is. The key words or tags that are here: Circus Church and New Apostolic Reformation. Here's another one, September 2009, by Ingrid Schleter. Deception bites on the coming presence movement, and, well, wouldn't you know it? I mean, she talks about Dutch Sheets. Dutch Sheets all the way through. And talking about Sheets and his apostolic alignment. Of course, that comes right out of the New Reformation movement. And then she finishes, sorry, Dutch, don't bring your presence movement carnival act my way. September 09, key words that are here: New Apostolic Reformation, Word of Faith. And she has another one. This is November 2009, Christian psychic Kim Clement prophesizes death in the White House. But she goes on, talks about, well, as she sums it up, the freak show from the Charismatics continues. Keywords: abominations, New Apostolic Reformation. But I'm going to stop there. I'm going to stop. I mean, you'll have to draw your own conclusions. This was just so in the face that I ended up sharing these things. I hadn't set out to share all this a day or two or three ago or last week when we started exposing May Day. But, I mean, this is just so grievous. And as I say, can anyone that's listening show me that I've misinterpreted somehow? that I've misquoted, that somehow I'm wrong on this. I stand ready to be corrected. But I will brace myself for the inevitable, which will come from what I've shared and which I certainly derive no joy from sharing. And I'll not go any further than that. I'll just say the inevitable. I have seen it. I have experienced it. And so have others. But we'll leave it there and we'll leave it in God's hands. Now, next, what I intend to do is play a series of sound bites from May Day 2010 from various scheduled individuals. Now, none of these are Roman Catholics, including the Roman Catholic priest who spoke and prayed as a follower of Jesus Christ. And of course, there are other Catholic people as well up there talking about the Lord praying. And of course, even talking about the Pope and the wonderful things he has said and done. And none of these that you're going to hear are the rabbis who spoke. Rather, these folks would claim to be evangelicals, and that's the significance of it. And of course, they are anything but true evangelicals. And keep in mind that this wretched business was not secretly promoted in a dark corner somewhere, but openly on Christian radio networks, month after month after month, and by, as we say, mainstream evangelical ministries such as the American Family Association and networks. Now, what I've done is string together a number of audio excerpts from the 7-hour May Day spectacle. And I will tell you that each speaker repented for a variety of sins: abortion, sexual immorality, greed, gambling, neglecting the poor, homosexuality. There was a heavy emphasis on sins committed against the Indians for some reason. For all the sins committed against the American Indians in their various states, they did not include the sins that the Indians had committed at all. And there were sins in both directions, but for some reason they missed that one. There's a lot of repenting about racial animosity, sins against Eskimos, anti-Semitism, greed, violence of labor unions, tobacco production, you name it. They repented. And of course, this raises the issue of how one man or woman can repent for the sins of others and even whole people groups and so on and so forth. And of course, they can't. It's just error. It's horrible doctrine, false doctrine. But in our excerpts, we're not going to include all that repetitious listing of sins. There was a lot of crossover. We're just taking excerpts of some of them as they spoke on behalf of their particular state. They repented, and then we'll play some of the other things mostly that they said. And it's just a sample of grievous error and grievous, grievous sin. Now, the theme and thrust of May Day 2010 were summed up by Janet Porter this way: in this solemn assembly, and you know, it's just so blasphemous, this whole thing, solemn assembly, this is no solemn assembly. We will repent, remember, and renew our covenant with God. And as we've said before, what do we think of Isaiah 28, verse 15? We have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we in agreement. This was also a woman-led event, and that in itself is grave error. Error which many decrying the event are not even touching on, because I believe they don't dare touch on it. And some of them are complicit in that same error. But I want to encourage you, get children out of hearing when we play these. That's how bad it is. And if you don't, not that there's cursing or anything, but there's blasphemy. But if you don't, make sure you carefully explain to them the wickedness of what they have heard, so they're not confused by this. Now let's listen to the excerpts.
We cover this land with the blood of Jesus and ask that you cleanse this state and purge it from death, destruction, oppression, and poverty. We invite you to fill this great state of New Mexico with faith and with your presence to create an atmosphere to release mysteries, strategies, and revelations to build the kingdom of God.
I knit, bind, and tie the state of Wyoming to the mind of Christ and to the blood of Jesus. I release the Father's blessing of and the kingly and priestly anointing upon the state of Wyoming and upon this nation. I break the yoke of bitterness and bondage and slavery off of the state of Wyoming. And I release the spirit of adoption, the spirit of sonship.
Where we release the fire of lust, I decree and declare that even this day there shall come a cleansing fire of Almighty God upon the state of California. And she shall know the revival fire of the Almighty God, the one who rules and reigns over all. And we stand in the gap today and we welcome the Holy Spirit, the of his anointing. Amen. We are so grateful for the blood of the Passover lamb that has redeemed us out of the hand of the enemy. We agree that Vermont is the Passover state, our sin cleansed by that blood. Because where sin abounds, your grace much more abounds. We agree with you that the Bride of Christ in Vermont is awakening to your love. And in the unity of your spirit, her heart is recovenanting with you, shouting victory over the false fire of the dragon, the ancient enemy. We agree that God's throne of righteousness and justice shall be established on all the mountains of the Green Mountain State, releasing his glory in Vermont. A new sound is coming forth from Vermont.
We, the people of the Hawaiian Islands, thank God for the divine guidance. Au hea whanarango e ka hakua Jesu Christo e I o ka makua lani e e hui kala we repent, we repent, we say hui kala e ka hakua to the mighty God, we repent and we say God that we need you in our islands, we need you to sweep upon the islands like never before, oh God, we say release your glory wave to the people of the islands.
Hallelujah!
And now we're done. And the things we've shared today are grievous, grievous to have to share. But may the Lord be pleased to make this program another fire bell in the night, to rouse a few more. We pray many more Christians to stand for the faith, to ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. We pray that God will certainly strengthen those and encourage those who are standing and give them a peace that though the times are dark, we still have the light. We have the Lord Jesus Christ. We have His Word, which is the light which will dispel the darkness. We need to go out into that darkness, and we need to more and more shed the light of the gospel all around us and not grow weary in well-doing.